I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back in the studio with a really, really cool guest. One of my favorite guests of all times. I'm not even sure she was on the show before or not, but I'm going to have to, I'll ask her when once we introduce her. But we have Susie from Susie Ray Design, Susie Lysik, here in the studio. And we're going to talk about all kinds of cool stuff about in-home offices. So without any delay at all, we'll bring her in here and say hello. Hi, Susie. How are you doing?
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me for the first time.
Is it the first time?
Yeah, for some reason,
I thought you were in here before. No?
No. We talk a lot, but not necessarily on the podcast.
I see. Well, that's cool. Well, she's here. You're here. Yeah. Well, we were waiting for the studio to be completely finished.
That was it.
Yeah. I didn't want to have you in here when it was just like half done.
Right.
So this is a good thing. Right. So you know what's funny? I was thinking about couple things. Was we've known each other for a very long time.
Very long.
I think it's over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Right? Because I'm 51 and you're close 80s. To that.
Yeah. Late 80s.
Late 80s. Yeah. So you actually remember the hair on on the billboard, which you created for me, by the way.
Yep.
Susie has created every single piece of marketing I have ever done from the time I did my first album. Back when I was singing, she designed the album, and that was back when you did it the hard way.
Yeah, that was
like you guys did the different layers of
typesetting, amberlith, like overlays.
Yes,
old school design.
I thought you had a lisp there for a second. See, amberlith.
Amberlith.
I didn't know if that was right or not.
No, I said amberlith.
Amberlith. So that was amazing, and then going into my real estate career. Okay. And then going into different things that we've done across along the way. You've done Comfort Pro's logo, which is very recognizable. It's all over the county. You've done a lot. But name some other ones.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Comfort Pro has been over 20 years, longer than I've even had.
Crazy,
design,
right?
Actually. Yeah. We do a lot for lots of different bigger names in the areas like Unique Pretzel.
Yeah.
We've done some stuff for Clover Farms, Goodfellas Granite.
Yes.
You see his billboards everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
and
a lot of local restaurants. Western Tavern, Willoughby's. YR Club,
it's amazing,
the Poorhouse,
And it's funny, I've gotten so used to your design that I can go into a restaurant or go somewhere and I'm like, that's Susie. It's weird. Yeah. Like and that's good. That's your brand. That's your brand. It means that you have a style that is very recognizable.
Yep.
You know,
everything that comes out of Susie Ray Design, it's not always just myself. You know, I have designers as well, but I make sure everything we do has my stamp of approval and it looks great.
Makes a big difference. Yeah. And that's, it's your quality. It's your name that's on there. So, so this is actually our first special edition show.
Right.
So, and what
I was waiting for that. I was
waiting
to be special.
Yes. Oh, you're special. All right. So this is our first special edition show. Susie did the logo for that also.
Yep.
And the reason we're going to have this special edition show is that there's times where I don't want to just talk about houses the whole time or real estate. But on this show, we are going to put a little twist to it because not only does she design all these logos, you design all these, the marketing, the branding for all these different companies for the past, how many years, 25, 30 years have been doing this, but she did something different way ahead of everybody else.
Right.
And you have your own home office, and we're not talking home office, like it's an extra bedroom.
Correct.
This is legit home office.
Right.
Tell me how that started.
Yeah. Well, it started back. I was on Penn Avenue, 928 Penn Avenue for, I think it was 13 years on Penn Avenue. And it just got to the point with everything, the business changing and, you know, being a landlord, things like, as you know, it's not always easy. So, and we moved into our home on Lady Diana, which you sold us back in 2013. And it actually took me 6 years to figure out I have space in my home that I could make office space.
A lot of space.
Yeah. So we basically took over my entire basement. We put in, steps and easement going into the basement. It was a blank canvas because it was an unfinished.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your husband did most of Steve.
He did it all.
Right.
He did it all.
He's pretty incredible. Yeah. I mean, her husband's very handy.
Yeah,
when you went to do that, did you know it was going to be the scale of office that it turned out to be?
We did because I knew I needed a kitchen because I have staff. You know, and we needed a bathroom. You know, I wanted a separate working area from like a conference room. So kind of had it vision in my head how I wanted to break up the space.
Wow. And you have a bathroom down there.
Oh, yeah.
You have everything.
It's a full kitchen, bathroom. Well, we don't have a stove.
And which is really cool because what I was amazed with, when I came down those steps the first time, I was expecting like your typical office, in-home office, which is basically like a little room with some computers. Right. And their pictures are on there now. Now, if you're if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see these wonderful pictures, but the place looks amazing.
Yeah.
There's like great lighting. I mean, she's got two actually separate areas. One's actually for where you guys do your design.
That picture there is where we actually sit to work.
Yeah. To work. And then the other spot is kind of like the place where customers come into.
It's conference area. Yeah. As soon as you walk in, that's what you see. You walk right into the, you know, little lounge
Very classy.
Area. We have
Very
a coffee
classy.
Bar off to the side. Yeah.
Okay. So what? So now that you've been there, what are the benefits? Like, what do you feel is the best part of it?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I first started my business back in 2004, I refused to work out of home. Like, I felt I needed to have that place to go. I needed an office space, keep me on a schedule. And now, when everything kind of changed, you know, now it's like I love it. Like, why didn't I do this sooner? You know, being able to just like have that 30-second commute to my office, you know, so much time is saved.
Is there ever traffic in the morning?
Yeah, occasionally the dogs get in the way, you know.
Or Steve. Steve, come on.
Yeah, he's already long gone.
But it's
great to be able to do that. And then even just, you know, taking a lunch, go upstairs for 15
Make
minutes,
a sandwich.
Come back down.
Yeah.
I find myself that I don't work as much as I used to. You know, I used to be at the office till like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
You know, now I'm saving an hour and 15 minutes just by not traveling back and forth. And
even lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Saving money.
Oh,
you know, you can go to the grocery store and get stuff to make every day instead of having to go get lunch.
Yep,
and today it costs you $12, $13 to get a lunch, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's really cool. So, so you were way ahead of this pandemic thing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And what year was it when you did this?
We did this the summer of 2019.
So it's right before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic,
So did you have a premonition?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I wish you would have told us. I mean, she's like, I see a flu.
Yeah.
I see a really bad flu coming. You know, you could have saved a lot of people, Susie. I mean,
I
come on.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, it's all right. You're being a little stingy. But you got into doing that. And now what's funny is, it almost would have happened anyway.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because I did actually have one of those small offices
like
in the upper floor of my home. I do have a small office that I would have been forced to work out of.
Right.
If, you know, need be. But this just,
You did it on your time.
I did on our time.
And yeah.
The timing was right to do it when we did it. You know, my mom actually lived with us at the time. So I knew I needed to be, you know, home to take care of her.
Sure.
That was part of the decision to move into a home office.
Amazing.
But
what about budget?
Yeah.
Did you blow the budget?
Oh, what budget? There was a budget?
I should have known. Wow, that's funny.
I was just like
Sounds like my wife.
Every day.
So you have the same money tree Jess has.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we plant them in our backyard.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my
think I
gosh.
I got three out there.
You got three money trees. That's great. One for you, one for Steve, and one for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not inexpensive either.
No,
I mean, your husband was
the
doing
fact
it.
That he did it saved us probably about 15, 20 grand. For
For labor.
For labor.
Absolutely.
Because it did take a good 3-4 months of him doing it.
Oh yeah.
To get it all done, but it was still, again, totally worth it.
Yeah.
You know.
Anything you would do over or do different now that you have been there?
Right. I don't think so. I really don't. I think the space is great. I mean, you know, we have space for three now, you know, and there is room if I do need to go to a fourth employee.
Mm-hmm.
I do have room out in the conference room area. Originally, I had designed it to put a desk out there.
Okay.
But then I decided to wait till I actually needed it.
Right.
To put it.
Because why
there.
Would you put somebody out there in the middle of everything for no reason?
Yeah. So, no, there's really nothing different I would do.
That's cool.
To rebuild my space.
That means you really thought about it then.
Yeah.
You really designed it correctly. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times when you do a kitchen, and that's what I was kind of saying to you before we went live here. You know, we did our kitchen recently, and there's still things that you think about. You go, gosh, if I do this again, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. So it's kind of interesting how that works. So a question that I have to ask, did you ever go to work in your pajamas?
I did a couple times during COVID
because
I knew no one was coming in. But now that my staff's
a little weird.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
They don't appreciate it.
Little creepy Susie coming down in her Snoopy all-in-one zip-up pajamas, with the feet in. You know, that's a little weird, a little different. Yeah, no, so that's true. If you're working from home and you have employees there, it's kind of a little different. What are the negative aspects of being at home?
You had asked me that earlier to think about that, and I actually haven't come up with anything negative about working from home. I don't have, you know, too many distractions. I mean, I have the two dogs. I gotta let them out occasionally. But as far as that, I couldn't think of anything that I don't like about working from home.
It's amazing,
and,
right?
Yeah, because I remember didn't work from home.
I remember the contract. I remember your mind working. Yeah. We had conversations about it, and I knew you were very apprehensive about it. Mm-hmm. About what what is this going to do? How's it going to change my business? What are people going to think?
Exactly.
That's that was a big part.
Yeah,
yes,
it was.
She was worried about people saying, "Hey, are you out of business? Yeah, you're out working out of your home, or you can't." It wasn't, and it wasn't that. It was a choice.
How do you overcome that thought of the perception that this person is working from home is not as professional?
Well, because I have my clients come to me. I mean, they come, they see the office, they love it, and so I no longer worry about it. And especially now with everything with COVID, so many people working from home, so it really just alleviated any concern of working out of your home versus having office space.
Yeah, and you know what's funny too, Susie, and just think of this now off the top of my head, is the difference too I see with your studio, or I keep saying studio.
Well, it
is a studio, design studio. Is you don't, when you go into yours, it's a separate entrance, it's a separate little walkway. And what's interesting, you don't feel like you're intruding on somebody's house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
like when you go into somebody's front door to go into an in-home office, you always feel like you're kind of like intruding on their space and you're in their home. And the second you walk into your space, I feel like I'm in an office. I felt like I was in an office. And you don't feel like you're intruding or you're in somebody's home.
Right.
So that's a comforting feeling, I think, for your customers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's because it's total separate entrance. There's no need for anyone to enter my home.
Yep.
My staff or customers have any need to go into my home.
It's awesome.
We built it in that way that it is totally separate.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's really cool. So let's go into a little bit, we're talking about how you design. I mean, you design for a living. Mm-hmm. And now you designed the studio. I'm going to just call it that because that's where my mind wants to go. So we're just going to let it go, right? Why correct it? So you built your nice design studio down there. Let's tell people, what do you do down there? What's your profession? Like, what do you specialize in?
Well, especially it's graphic design, web design.
Yeah.
So we design everything from logos, brochures, billboards, catalogs, booklets, invitations to big events.
Yeah.
We just did a whole lot for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, cool!
Recently.
Yes.
And
you do a lot of charity work, which is cool. Mm-hmm. You did Habitat. You do you've done a lot over the years. The Cystic Fibrosis Gala. Yep. You used to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You do a really good job for that.
Police canine unit.
Yes, that's another big one.
Yeah,
yes,
like
you do
my
a lot.
Charity.
Yep. Used to be ARL. Used to do stuff for them.
Yep.
But yeah. So what? So tell people what can they do to get in touch with you? Like, what's the best way to reach out?
I guess the best is just go to the website.
Okay.
That has my phone number, my email, direct link.
Okay. Any samples of stuff on there?
Oh, there's tons of samples on there.
Like what I can see what you've done.
We have a portfolio on there.
Okay.
All the different type of work we've done and who we've done it for. I mean, we're local and we do a lot of, local business.
Yeah. And what I've always found with Susie, and I just said this last night, I don't know who I was talking to. We were talking about you, and I think it's about being on the show today. And what we talked about is that you get the quality of a big city designer without the big city price. You know what I'm saying? Like if you go to New York City to get something done or Philadelphia, you're going to pay a lot of money. And I think your quality is comparable to all those type of designers. There was your website there for a second. It's very comparable and you're not going to pay what you would pay in a big studio.
Felt our niche was we're like between like a freelancer and a huge ad agency. We're like in the middle, like, give you almost that freelance experience, but not pay the
freelance price.
Right. Well, the freelance or the big, advertising agency price.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're kind of, in the middle.
So you said that you are taking on a new, I don't know if it's new, but you hired somebody to do some new things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, actually, shout out to Tony. She's watching.
Oh, that's who it is? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Look at this camera.
There we go. There she is. Hello.
She's watching.
Too many cameras.
Yeah. Too many cameras.
Too many cameras. I don't like it.
Not enough for me.
Not like it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So she just started with me. This is about three weeks ago.
Awesome.
And she's doing all our project coordination, but she has a passion for social media.
Sweet.
And she's great at it. And
really?
We're real excited to actually add that service to our
wonderful
our
service.
Portfolio.
I can't wait. In fact, I think we're going to use it here at Real Estate and You to get some of the word out about things too, because I think it's important. I mean, social media has become, there's so many avenues to go out on social media that it's gotten to a point where if you're busy, you don't have time to manage it all.
Exactly.
You know,
I couldn't do my own.
No,
so I had to hire someone to do my own.
Because if you're doing that yourself, you're either A, staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. right? Seriously, yep. you're scheduling it all, you're doing all that stuff, or you're going to have to hire somebody. And you know, it's like anything, you know, I hire somebody to mow my grass because I don't have time to do it.
Yep.
You know, same kind of thing. You know, it's not like I can't mow grass and like I can't do social media, but there's people that do it better and they do it more frequently and they do it professionally,
right, right.
you know?
Yep.
So that's something that I definitely would like to look into. Her name is Tony. You said that's right. Okay, cool. We'll be looking that up. Anything else you want to talk about as far as your business or anything at all that's out there?
Yeah, no, just that this is going to be our 18th year in business. And
crazy.
That surprises me. And, you know, I have great staff. I mentioned Tony, but we have Phil.
Yep. Phil's
my art
awesome.
Director.
Phil's awesome.
Phil does probably, I'd say 90% of the design work nowadays,
good.
Just because I'm doing the administrative stuff.
Awesome.
But with Tony's help, I'll be getting back into design because that's my passion is to do the design work.
Yeah. And that's how you get started. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
We have, you know, good staff. We like to please all of our customers. I have a lot of repeat customers because usually once we start working together.
Yeah.
You know, it's relationship building as well.
Absolutely. Networking, relationship building. Yep. Well, I love everything you do. I also love what you do in the community. You're very active in the community. You always give back. We've been a lot of the same committees together, which is really, really cool. And I just want to say you're doing a great job. I always love looking at your logos. I always know that if I ask for a logo, I'm pretty much going to find it in the first three or four. We've worked together enough that, and you probably know what I'm going to come back and say, right? You're like, she'll say 1, 2, 3, or 4. And she's probably going, he's going to pick 3.
I should just give you the one I know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the way it should be. So no, I appreciate you being on and hopefully you'll come back again sometime.
This
we can
awesome.
Get an update on what you're doing. And that's about it. So, until next week, next Thursday at 1 o'clock, we'll be back with another guest. See ya. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.